Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we want to help all of you entrepreneurs to build your business, grow your business, and do what we are trying to do and help each other by learning from each other. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
Doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back in the studio one more time with you.
All righty. Well, glad to have you. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourselves? Happy Thursday, as always.
Happy Thursday to you. Bobby's the guy that helps make the show, and we always appreciate him and his input. Anyway, but for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay.
All right,
you know how the show works. I was just informed that we're now live on YouTube and Facebook, and
yes,
you can go out there and I welcome any comments, questions, to put them in the chat. I won't be able to type it back to you, but I may see them and I will get it out to the rest of the world. And so you're more than welcome to put in any questions, comments, anything like that, and we will go from there. Now, tonight's show is a show that it's for all of you entrepreneurs, but really those of you that are getting started. However, you're not alone being an entrepreneur. So here we go in terms of what tonight's topic is. Okay, are you one of those entrepreneurs that's always too busy to get things done? Okay, I want you to think about, what are you in business for? What are you trying to do? And are you always too busy so that you really can't catch up with things? Do you have so much business that you can't afford to answer your phone and return your emails and all that sort of stuff? Or are you one of those ones that need business, but there's no way that we can reach you? So I see Bobby raising his hand back there.
Well, actually, you can't reach me. Just I was the earlier part, need business.
Okay. Yeah, if you need business. know, but if you're too busy, one of those kind of people, because we can't reach you. But Bobby, we're going to figure out a way to reach you.
Are you now? Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I'd like to have you just think about yourself being an entrepreneur. Anyway, tonight's topic or tip, I'm going to give you 10 tips on how to get back to everybody that's going to call you. And so I've labeled this 10 tips on how to check your voicemail so that you can find out who's calling you. Because many of you are so busy that we can't get in touch with you. Or you pretend to be. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what this topic is about, is are you really that busy, or are you pretending to be busy so that you're losing business, you're losing contacts? And so I'm going to, you know, for all of you new entrepreneurs, I don't want you to get into that trap, because it's a trap that'll ruin your business. And for all of you entrepreneurs that are out there, if you don't know this, you may be losing a lot of business, because in many cases, I've called so many entrepreneurs and I can never get through to them. I can't even leave messages, which means they don't even know I called. Plus, they don't call back, even if you do leave a message. Anyway, so hopefully you aren't one of those entrepreneurs, but if you are, I'm trying to get you to recognize before you get going how you can actually kill your business. And if you don't kill it, how you can develop a...
Get off to a good start, huh?
Well, I want to help them get off to the... I want to help them get off to a good start, but I want them to think about before you get in business, are you ruining your business?
Because that's how you can be your own enemy.
Right. Right, because we talk about you, because we go tell the people that we called so many times and we've never heard from you.
That's right.
Anyway, so I'm going to kind of give you some tips in order for you to kind of help you along the way, as you were saying.
All right.
Yes.
If I may interject, I called the entrepreneur today, and twice, and no answer. Voicemail was full.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is a reputable business, entrepreneur business.
Well, it was, or is, or could be.
It is, but it could. It that won't help it to be better. I'm calling to give her some work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't get through to her.
Well, that's the reason people call you. They call you because they either have work for you, or they're looking for work, or they want to refer you to somebody, and you don't know if they were referred to you. However, what you do know is that are you one of those kind of entrepreneurs that don't have time to answer your phone or your emails and texts and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to give you some tips on how not to do that. Anyway, so just 10 tips on that. So I'd like to have you think about that before we get started. Bobby, I know that you are now getting a business.
And I do answer my phone. I will say that.
Okay.
Just in case I confused anybody earlier.
Okay. Well, he answers his phone.
Or I return
talking
your
about
message.
Him. Just for all you, those of you that are out there listening to us. Okay. It could be possible that it could have happened to us along the way.
Yeah.
And it may be still happening. But I'm going to say I caught on early. So I can't speak to Mr. Deuce.
Oh, I did. I caught on very early because my business depends on repeat.
All right, so, yes, repeat business.
That's right.
All righty, so I'd like to just have you entrepreneurs to think about that, how critical your business could be having a tool that you don't really pay too much attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody else is, if they're trying to contact you, and definitely if they're referring somebody to
That's
you.
That's right.
Anyways, I'd like to have you really think about how that impacts your business and all those that are around you, especially if people are referring people to you. And hopefully you become aware of when you're referring the people you know to somebody else, make sure they know how to answer the phone or the email or something like that.
I mean, so, you got that thing. Most young entrepreneurs got that thing in their hands
It's a thing.
9 hours of a day. 9 hours a yeah. day anyway. So all you got to do is answer it.
Oh. Well, now, I'm going to talk about that even. I'm going to talk about some of the do's and don'ts, just to make you aware of that. But we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to jump right into it. You listen to myself, Gene Hodge, here with Mr. Heinzman Dukes and Bobby, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Don't change the dial. We'll be right back.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
That's what some people want. That's what I believe entrepreneurs want more than those.
Yes, sir.
And they have ideas and thoughts on how they can make money themselves. I'm one of them, I'm trying to make more money. And I need all of you out there to support me and Mr. Duke so
yes,
I can
sir.
Support you. And hopefully we're making the kind of money that we visualize making.
We can reconnect with each other.
If not. Alrighty, I see there's another Eugene that's watching my show. Hello, Eugene. Good to hear from you. And I'm glad you're watching the show. If you got any comments, feel free to share them with us. And if I can, I'll get them with the audience. But this is for you new entrepreneurs. Before I get started in the tips, I'm going to just mention something. I don't want to insult anybody, but I might. But here's the tip.
Me and Bobby.
Well... It's really not a tip. It's a command in a sense. Here's the it's a question.
All right. Let's go.
Okay.
Why not?
As an entrepreneur, when it comes to phones and communicating with other people, here's my question. Are you ever present? That's my question. Are you ever present? Let me explain being present, first
okay.
of all.
Yes, sir.
Being present is when you make space in your mind for anybody to put something into it. Okay, so are you one of those entrepreneurs that's always on your phone? You one of those entrepreneurs that when you're in conversation with somebody else, you jump on your phone because somebody else calls? Okay, you one of those entrepreneurs that let other people call you and you answer? Or you have to make a call when you're in a conversation with someone else. Present means focused. Present means being dedicated to the one in front of you or the group in front of you. And so present means focused on the topic at hand without any interruptions. Being present is when somebody says, I want to talk to you, and you make space to just listen. No comments, no anything. You're just there to have them put information into your mind. So imagine your mind being a big box or a circle, and you clear it out in order for you to hear somebody. Because then you give them time to put whatever they want to into that space, yeah, without interruptions. Okay, I want to make... Anyways, I want to throw that out because many entrepreneurs aren't present. Many people aren't present. And so I'm just going to use those terms. I had to be taught that myself. Anyway, so I want you to think about that when it comes to entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are very busy. People are very busy. However, oftentimes you may be talking to a friend, a customer, someone else, and who's trying to give you some input, and they want your attention. And so the worst thing that you can do is to say, I got to take a call, or I get on a call and then I have a conversation, because you're no longer present, which means it's very difficult for you to get back into the conversation because you've now added some stuff into that box. Or added some. Anyways, I want to make sure that you're aware of that. So these 10 tips that I'm going to give you regarding your voicemail has everything to do with being present when you do get back with those people and understanding that you aren't present when somebody's trying to speak with you. Okay, so don't be so busy that you drive away business. Mm-hmm. Don't be so busy that you drive away customers.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting thing, because I've found myself where you wind up having so many odd jobs that you're sitting in one, listening to one, to one of your, your contractors, bosses, whatever you want to call them, and then you're thinking about the next job, and then it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And then you never write. You forget to write things down. You forget to remember things.
You can't do that. Yeah, I'm going to put a surprise, because I'm going to say some of you millennials and under, Gen Xers and all those kind of stuff, you've grown up at a time where somebody mentioned...
What are you saying about that?
Yeah, we're lucky.
You are lucky.
Somebody mentioned something about this thing is called
Multitasking.
Now, here's the big secret, which many of you may know, you may not know. When it comes to technology and computers and all that sort of stuff, all computers run based on instructions. And they run on instructions being set up one at a time, so that it does one thing at a time. The difference is that it is so fast, it seems like it's doing multiple things. But it's really doing one instruction at a time. And so many of you are multitasking, and you start doing one thing and you jump to another thing, and you think you're multitasking, when in reality, it's possibly you could focus on doing one thing at a time and getting it done. Mm-hmm. Our workforce is suffering because we have low productivity and low morale in our workforce. So obviously, if the multitasking was working, we'd be getting stuff done quicker and faster. But I'm gonna let you off the hook. We're not machines. Okay, I think. Although somebody's trying to get us hooked up with machines as fast as they can.
So we can make us like machines.
Right. So anyway, so let me start to give you these tips before our time runs out. Oh boy, because our time is running away here. First tip is check your voicemails morning, afternoon, and evening.
Three times a day.
Right, just take the time out to just see if you got any calls or who called, and then once you find that out, then you must schedule some time to get back with those people. Mm-hmm. Okay, even if you get back to them and just say, I can't talk right now, but it's important that you establish communication to let them know you did get their call or their text or their email. Yeah, but I like to have you just think about that. Because some of you think you got to email something right away while you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody else. But that's an example of not being present. Because you are in control of making things wait and separating things. Because everybody likes to have attention. It's important to understand how to give attention. That will grow your business tremendously when you let customers feel as though you've got your attention on them.
That's right.
Okay, they know you'll make time for them. They know you're courteous with others because they watch you do that right in front of them, which now makes those customers feel like they are special. When you get special customers, you get special business. You get special business, you get special money. And you get those people talking about you and referring you. Anyway, so that's tip number one, is to check your voicemails. Okay, check your phones. You got them in your hand anyway, but make a time to check them. Anyway, so that's a tip. Schedule a time. Some of you don't remember mailmen and stuff like that. They come a certain time during the day, and you go out and get the mail. Well,
and then you sift through it.
I pretty sift through
it. But I mean, you have that time.
Yeah.
So you can do the same thing with your emails.
Right.
And if you don't, you go put the mail somewhere so that when you're done with all the other tasks, you go back and just focus on the mail.
Yes.
Right. And you got to drink some coffee or water or something to get you up in the morning. So there's no better time.
Okay. So for you entrepreneurs, check your voicemails and check your phone, because you're in business with people calling you or recommending you.
Who need your service or being recommended for your service.
Right. Okay. Anyway, that leads to tip number two. It says return all calls within 24 hours. Okay, so think about the mailman comes and gives you the mail. Check. You got all day to check your mail when you get time, but try to do it within a time limit to respond back to the customer so that they know you got their message and you're responding back. Even if you can't talk at that point in time, you respond back and you set up an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing text and emails, you send something back and set up a time. But that's communication. Okay, it's communicating with them so that they know that you can do that. I mean, so 24 hours and always acknowledge that you got the call.
Yes.
Always acknowledge that you did receive it. You just couldn't get back to them at that time. Everyone can understand that. The worst thing you can do is not acknowledge.
And I got a little email beef here. I've gotten a lot of vacation responders coming back, but they're using it to the purposes of saying, we're receiving a large volume of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a loaded question statement, because. Does that mean you have too much work and you need to start delegating it? Or does it mean that I would think you should at least respond and say, we'll get back to you, because a vacation responder to me is no different than not answering at all.
Right.
In some cases.
Now, there's a difference between what you said. I'm not sure. If someone is speaking that to you, then you're speaking with a human. However, if someone sends you an email or text, then there's no human involved. It's just something you read, and they're addressing it that way. So you don't have a way of getting back to the actual human. So those things are very important to understand the difference between a human talking to you, because the human might care, or it's their job.
And then the computer? That's what you're saying?
No, a voice.
Voicemail?
Right, a voice getting back to you is a voice. Reading something is not a voice. Because reading is reading. Reading is your interpretation of what the message said.
Okay.
Okay, so you got to get very clear on your interpretation, because it's easy to press a button that goes out to thousands of people that says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, so if companies are responding with a human voice, it's always nice to know. Anyways, I'm not sure if that answered your questions.
Yes.
And if you ever do get to a human, always try to find a way to say, if I ever have a problem, can I call you back directly? Or who can I call?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do. Can I call you back directly, or who else can I call?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be surprised some of the answers that you'll get.
They'll give you an extension. They'll give you a direct number.
Yeah,
they'll give you a cell phone. They'll give you another email address.
Right. Anybody who says they can't, you ought to just ask for a supervisor or a manager, because that person is doing their job possibly because they're being told to do that. So you want to talk to the person that told them to do that. It's a reflection on your business. It's a reflection on your company. And if you're an entrepreneur, if you are fortunate enough to have a coworker or a secretary or something like that, then that's very helpful because you get to the person that can make those decisions right away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's time that we hear something from our sponsor.
All right.
A long way to go. I'm giving tips on how to take care of your voicemail for all entrepreneurs. And we'll be right back so I can share a little bit more with you. If you got any, put them in the chat, and I'll answer those as well.
We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Some people
might make you turn your head.
I keep turning my head because I'm listening out for more of it. I'm trying to figure out ways to
achieve it.
Touch it and help some others. I'm on my way there. I'm not there. Because all of you entrepreneurs that are out there that consider yourself being there, I'm looking for your help, and feel free to give me a call or send a text. If you're listening to this, type something into the text, and I'll be glad to follow up with you. Oh, I see something just popped up again here.
All right.
And since as soon as I can find it, whoops. I don't know. Something happened. I'm not sure. Oh, there we are. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm not sure what happened. Something popped up on my screen.
Oh, hit the blue button.
I didn't get a chance to
no,
hit it.
No, blue button. Really?
No, I didn't get a chance. I saw it. I didn't get a chance to hit it. So.
Is it gone?
I'm back.
All right.
So, hit it.
The Jade's live.
I'm still alive. Okay, we're talking about.
Well, please.
I'm giving out 10 tips. We've gone through 3 tips. Number 4 tip. Number 4 tip that has to do with returning calls, voicemails, emails, all that sort of stuff. Do not return a phone call with a text unless it's requested. That's what it says. Because it's a direct statement. It says, do not return a phone call with a text unless requested. When you think about that, somebody makes a call to you and you text something back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not equal. Okay, Now, here's part of the reason why. Number one is because when somebody calls you, you actually hear a voice. Whether you answer the phone or you don't answer the phone, they leave a message, you hear a voice. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying that always respond back with a voice if you hear a voice. And here's the reason why, because in your voice, we can hear your emotion. In your voice, we can hear, you know, how you're feeling. There is no emotion in a text. There's no emotion in an email.
Nope.
It's all reading. And any emotion that is in it is the emotion that you put in it, which means it's not theirs. Anyway, so... So tip number three is to return a call with a call.
Okay.
If somebody sends you a text, which is all reading, you got to recognize you're reading. You can't feel the emotion. You can, okay, you can think what it is, but it's your emotion. It's not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want a real person, talk to an emotional, talk to a person that has emotion. Because you can sense it, feel it.
Got to get one of the more humans out there.
All right. So there's a lot of humans out there, but many of us unknowingly have shied away. Then we wonder how come our communication is not good.
I don't want to talk to that guy this day.
That's fine. As an entrepreneur.
That's not good.
Right. Your business is yours.
That's right.
If you choose to call him tomorrow, that's your choice.
That's your choice.
However, I'm going to say...
But he'll be gone tomorrow.
I'm going to say your responses to your customers as well as your friends...
Yes, sir. ...is number one priority.
I'm just going to say it will dictate how much help you get from them, how much assistance you get from them, how many referrals you get from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's based on how you treat the other people and how you want to be treated. I want you to think, because many people, because of those little devices we carry around, we do a lot of communicating and writing, and we speak to our phones, and it types something out. But people read it, but there's no emotion in it.
No.
It's only your emotion. And the sad part about it, we really believe people understand our emotions. That's the sad part.
No, they can't understand
our emotions. We really think they do. So... I just want you to think about that as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number five. Let's see. Always schedule a phone call to discuss any matters. Always schedule it. Nowadays, you can schedule something on your phone. You can schedule something in Zoom. You can schedule a way to communicate with the customer or with your friends and family, which I'm going to suggest that's the best way if possible. Have a discussion back and forth with somebody that you can see. Have a discussion with somebody that you can listen to, because you can hear the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
You can sense or feel the emotion. Anyway, so always ask the customer or the prospect when is a good time. Always give them some times, which means you've got to say, I'm available at this time or that time, which one is better.
Right.
Always allow them to make a choice.
Sure.
Always give them a choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'd like to have you just think about that. That will help you out as far as going a long way when it comes to handling your business.
Sure enough.
Okay, because it has to happen. Okay, number six.
When you're talking to a human.
Right.
Must be able to give him clarification.
Unfortunately, many of you don't know that you may be talking to a machine, and you don't know the difference.
I can tell you the ones that try to sell me insurance here definitely sound like humans.
That's true, but there are some that you get a recording.
That's right.
Okay, one way to find out whether you're talking to a human or not, I'm going to suggest this. I'm just saying, start coughing. or humming or something like that, because...
Then they won't change.
For the machine is programmed to be exact.
Right.
It's not programmed for obs and ahs and oohs and all that sort of stuff. And so say that a few times, because it can't recognize your communication.
Gene, I have a lot more fun with them than just coughing.
Right. I mean, but have fun. If you want to get to a human, then do things that the machine cannot do. Right. Many of you really think you're talking to a person and it's a machine.
Sometimes. You're right.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, if you want to find out, do some human things and find out what the response is. Then what you really want to do is get to another human that can answer your question. Okay? Because they can answer it with emotion. They can answer it, you know, so you can ask other questions. But machines can't do that. I hate to call them machines, robots, and to artificial intelligence. They really can't do all that sort of stuff. I know, but if you don't know their machines, then you end up talking to the machine expecting it to understand you and expecting it, you know, to hear your emotion, and it just doesn't hear you, doesn't sense your emotion at all.
Recording.
Right. So have fun with it, but that's, you know, those are some of the things that go on out there that we're not aware of. So, our time is really running by here.
Yeah.
Be authentic. Number seven, be authentic. Right, when you're on the phone, if you're talking to another human, make sure you are another human. Make sure you have feelings, compassion, you have understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's so important to let people know if you care about them or if you want them to feel that they're important and their call was important.
A lot of things with millennials, it's funny because they're so used to this, this call center world we live in where everything just sends you to. So they try to answer to their own business like that, you know, and they try to make it all scripted in one tone and kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, you want to act like you're talking to a friend, because the only way you're going to earn trust is if people think they're going to be their friend.
Right. But you can't expect them to know of. If people like me don't let the secret out.
That is true.
Because they grow up you can't blame them for what they don't know.
True.
In many cases, we should go look in the mirror and say, how come we didn't teach them the difference? Because many of us don't know the difference. Now, even, we've evolved to that point, so we don't even know the difference. But I like to have you begin to think about that, because those are things. You know, we're evolving into a state whereby machines are doing so much. Really not machines. It's artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence means it's not real. That's why they call it. It's artificial.
But it's
programmed to think the way some humans who thought that way programmed it.
It was programmed the way somebody would throw it when they programmed it. And you say it's artificial intelligence. That still means it's a machine.
Right, it's a machine, but you got to know it's a machine. If you don't know it's a machine, you really believe you're talking to another human.
Yes.
Yeah.
They get by with you a couple of times.
I'm going to say there's a large portion of our population now by which that gets by. Because we didn't come along where somebody said you're talking to a machine.
Right.
You just started talking. You got used to it. Right, you got used to making phone calls, to picking up the phone, and you just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And not every call is going to say, this is recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Right.
Right.
So if you don't hear that, you might assume.
Right. So it's important to know that it's not like your fault. It's where we're evolving to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to have you think about where we're evolving to, because next year we will have evolved someplace else.
That's right.
Yes, I want you to get on board to understand the evolution that we're being led into. And it's nobody's fault. It's just the way the times are, unless you know something that the others don't know. That's all I'm going to say. But it's time that we take a short break so that you hear enough. I'm giving out 10 tips. We're on number 6 already. And I will be right back after we're from our sponsor.
Don't change that dial yet. We're coming right back.
Till I reach my highest ground.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the TAN Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money.
Big money.
What most people want. What entrepreneurs definitely want. Because the entrepreneurs who get started grow into bigger entrepreneurs and big companies and mm-hmm. big empires, and mm-hmm. they all started somewhere.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter. They all started. I'm giving out 10 tips on how to make sure your phone is available with voicemail and email, using those together. But I'm giving out tips so that you can hear from the customers that are calling you or anyone else that's calling you. I've gone through 7 tips.
Don't lose your business.
And now I'm going to go to number 8.
All right.
Okay. Always identify yourself when someone calls you. If you happen to answer the phone, definitely identify yourself.
Yes.
Since you're representing a company, then yes. I'm going to suggest you give your name and then the company name.
Correct.
And ask the question. Mm-hmm. Or you can give the company name and then say, this is who you're speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your company. It's your business. Now, obviously, if you have one of those mobile businesses, I'm going to suggest you give your business a name so that people know how to ask for you and your business, because
yes.
you make it to the point of having somebody who fills in for you.
That's right.
Okay, just like Mr. Dukes here. He may fill in for me on the show one day. You know? Got no one interview calling and asking.
Be in the big chair.
Right, saying Gene Hodge. I mean, I don't want any of you calling him that.
No.
So.
I will remind the listeners that that is not so, Gene Hodge.
So, always identify yourself.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
when you're returning calls. You got to be able to tell people who's calling, because they, hopefully they call for you, but if they didn't call for you, they may have called for somebody that's within your company, within your organization, somebody that you've worked with that told them to call this number. So always identify yourself.
Well, and then like you were saying earlier about having a second number.
Right.
If you mm-hmm. find yourself, like a lot of my generation does, saying, well, I can't answer like that because what if it's my friends that are some, you know, somebody that's not a business, you know, mm-hmm. that's why you have the second number.
Yeah, you step. Right. You should separate.
Call this number.
You should separate your business from your personal
number.
Okay? You should separate that. I have a business number. I also have a personal number. I don't want anybody calling. And I have a personal number that represents me and my business for those who know it's my business. That's my personal. My personal phone.
True.
Yeah, but I have 3.
Yeah.
So I'm suggesting all of your personal stuff should stay on On the personal side.
On the personal side. All your business is still on the business right. side.
Now, for you entrepreneurs that haven't gotten far enough to register a business, I'm just going to say word of mouth is what's working out there, but you should always identify yourself, because if somebody's recommending you, it's important to let people know who they're talking to.
That's right.
And you know, you could lose a customer simply because you didn't separate your
business from your personal.
Yeah, your business from your personal. Anyway, so I'd like to have you all think about that. If you're, for some of you, I shouldn't mention this, but I will. Some of you tell your friends that you're trying to start a business.
Yes.
Okay. Because many of you get started before you make your business official.
Yes.
Okay, but if you're one of those kind of people that has a phone by which you give your phone number out and people call you, hopefully you tell your best friends, your spouses, and all that kind of stuff, you may be getting calls.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're in business to get calls. And if the people around you do not know how to answer the phone, I'm going to suggest don't go into business yet. Okay?
I haven't heard that one yet, Mr. Jane. That's pretty good.
Right, because you don't want anybody saying, well, who's calling?
That's right.
Somebody's calling for you, and so you mm-hmm. anyway. So you need your partners to help you become business oriented versus personally oriented.
Are we talking unprofessional or a little bit of a confusion?
Confusing the customer.
Okay. You're confusing the customer, maybe.
Or maybe confusing the family member.
Right. If you didn't tell them,
they don't know.
You can't expect them to know. And I don't know everybody's situation. I mean, but I've been in situations where I've heard things like, why is he calling or why is she calling?
And we don't need any businesses convoluting any marriages.
You don't need anybody saying, well, who's this? You really don't want that. If you want to have a business, then you've got to get some business training. And if you don't have it, I'm going to highly recommend go get some business training. Go to some of these schools.
Yes.
To find out what is it like to start a business, because that should not be your name unless you're But your name is part of your business, but it's representing your business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think I should put it out there, because a lot of people, I didn't even know it until now, but it's not as hard okay. as it is to have, as you may think, to have a separate business phone.
Not
because
right.
now
yeah.
you can
right.
get apps yeah. and you can get Wi-Fi based right. Phones mm-hmm. that. And I didn't know all this, that you don't
numbers.
Have to have a separate phone line. You don't
right.
have to call the cable company and have them run it out to your house. You have two numbers with the click of three buttons in around your credit card.
Right, right. And okay, so there's a lot of things out there that can be done. Thanks a lot for that comment, too, Bobby. There's a lot of things out there, yes, that can be done. But it's important that you, as the entrepreneur, go find out.
Right. Check it out. Yeah, check it.
Because if you want to start a business, the goal is to start and grow a business.
And one thing about entrepreneurs, okay. you're very creative. That's why we are all entrepreneurs. You create things, and these are things that untold, that you can read all the books, but some of these things are not there.
Right, because humans are humans.
Right.
All humans aren't raised the same.
We have experienced this, and this is something we can give you from our background.
And then the last thing is get an answering service. If you cannot handle all your business, but make sure that whatever answering service you got, if you got somebody else answering your mails, that would be great.
Yeah.
Answering your phone calls, but don't get just another machine, because that's part of the problem. The machine fills up and nobody can leave messages.
I know myself. My business, I check my voicemail when I leave my job. I check my voicemail when I go in the morning.
That's you.
Yes.
That's great.
I mean, that's...
I'm proud of you.
Because I'm looking for business. I'm looking for repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it takes to get it there.
Right. That's why you're here, sharing your knowledge and your experience.
I don't know. I thought you just got me to be a knot on the log.
That too, but
you just had an extra mic.
Right, got an extra mic, and you might as well use it. Right, right.
But this is a good hour, the good entrepreneur hour. All entrepreneurs, you should have fun and enjoy what you're doing.
And the last thing, don't ever be too busy for a customer.
No, sir.
Okay, do not ever be too busy for a customer. And you may not know who the customer is until they become a customer. So
that's right.
Possibly it's having to understand, never be too busy for anybody.
That is challenging.
It
depends on your line of business.
Mm-hmm.
If you provide a service where you're in and out, you know, say you're a, you know, you perform here in the trades or something like that, or you know, you provide a service that you're in and out quickly, it's easy to do. But if you're in a project based business that you've created, then you find yourself entrenched in, you know, two or three projects, and you just start blowing people, saying, "No, I'm not available. I'm not available. I'm not available." And those could be those customers might say, "I don't need it today, tomorrow, the next."
That's right.
Or you say, "Let me get back to you and let's set up a schedule." Because when you can explain your schedule, everybody can understand that if your schedule's booked out for 2 weeks,
Right. Everyone
can understand you're in business. You should have a schedule and be being busy. Somebody's
right. Trying
to, you know, somebody needs your services, probably because you're recommended, but don't hesitate to tell people, let's look at a schedule.
I did that about 3 weeks ago. I finally sat down and people were getting confused as to my schedule, and I said, you know what? I'm going to draw this out in a chart. Haven't had a scheduling problem since.
Right. And nowadays, you got calendars in your phone or a calendar somewhere. You can
hang it on the wall.
You got software that'll remind you when the appointment's coming up and all that sort of stuff. And so it's possible to make every individual feel like they're important because your business is going to depend on it.
That's right.
It's not so much the business. It's the referrals from the others regarding your business.
That's right.
That's how you build a business. That's how you build a reputation.
And that's what you want, is those referrals.
Right. So, which means you got now people working for you because they like the way you service them.
That's right.
And as long as it's focused on your business and you keep servicing people the same way, then your business will become known as being that kind of a business.
That's why it's so important to check your voicemail as an entrepreneur in order to make sure you don't let those slip through the crack.
Mm-hmm. But so many, I mean, I know so many, I don't know them. I've called so many phones and the phone message is full.
Full, yes.
You know, and you call the next day and it's full. The next day is full.
Then I call the next day they got undead.
You know, I mean, so you never know, but I'm just saying.
Well, that's the reason for the second line, too, because,
Yes,
I understand that you want to save your happy birthdays for the last 5 years' messages, but you got to have room for the business messages,
for the
person who's saying, I have an emergency and I need you to come out tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Right. So I'd like to have you just think about what type of business do you want to be presented? Because you are it. You are the representative of how you want to be seen.
I hear some noise in the background.
And you have to be seen. Anyway, I hear some music, which means our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way because...
It went out so fast.
Having your business. It's yours. It's your thought, your dream, and you're learning to build your business. You don't just have a business. You have to learn to build a business in order for it to become a business. Anyway, go out and keep answering all your phones, communicate with everybody, and give us a call back next week. And hopefully we have more to offer you in terms of helping your business.
All right.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour.
We'll be right.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.